like how Erin's getting like ready to take notes. She just licked her pen and everything.
I can't wait to see what these notes look like.
It's going to be a real mess, probably like senior year of high school.
You should just take a picture of them and post them and be like, I don't know.
Good luck.
It'll start out good. It'll be like pictographs at the end. And a doodle.
I may actually
It'd
do
be
that.
Doodles of boobs.
of jeans boobs.
Yeah.
Doodles of jeans menopausal boobs.
Swollen menopausal boobs.
You know,
in my well-fitting new bras.
Well, that's one thing to look forward to in menopause, I guess.
I didn't know that was
Since you've
thing.
Made it sound so glamorous, besides.
See my next book that.
They've never been this
menopausal
big
boobs.
Dedicate your next book to jeans, menopausal boobs. Done. You're welcome.
Done. Thank you.
I expect a royalty check.
The one that wins the Goldie. You know that, right?
It'll win all the awards. With you when you accept the reward. The award.
But you have to flash the audience if that's what they win for. Yeah.
No, you know what? I will buy a shirt that my titties are up like a fucking Victorian queen.
Oh,
they're up so high.
Like just under your chin. Your chin just rests on them.
I will buy a shirt, especially for that occasion.
You know what? The cover has to be one of those Janet Jackson, like someone standing behind you holding your boobs.
Yeah, that
one. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that was a great cover.
Janet album.
All right. Good work.
That was a great cover. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Wind Down. We're coming to you late this week. Sorry about that. But hey, you get to listen to us on Monday instead of Friday.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome. I am Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacy, the new age old school mom.
I'm Stacy, the political princess.
I'm Jean, the feisty feminist.
And I'm Erin, the geeky gal pal.
You guys are so lucky. You're getting all five of us today. We'll see how it goes. It may be the last time.
And what a Monday morning it's going to be for you all.
Mm-hmm. You buy four, get one free.
Who are they getting for free?
Me.
Oh, me. Yeah.
Erin, don't be so too. Quick to answer that.
They get us all free every week.
True.
Listen, Erin, no one's going to want the cow if you're giving away the milk for free.
Right.
Something, right?
I think that is how it goes, but
yeah,
you
seem
real unsure.
I was there once I started.
It was touch and go there for a second. Yeah. It was... okay, so tonight I am being very lazy and drinking the Truly Hard Seltzer again. Oh, Jesus. Well, you know what? I don't have to share with you guys. We've been packing and stuff, and I just didn't go to the store. So, Wild Berry, Truly Hard Seltzer, it's very, very good. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah. I'm drinking White Claw, the Black Cherry White Claw, because I'm lazy and I didn't want to go to the store and get anything else.
And
that's what was in my fridge.
Okay,
can
I just say that, like, when we sent the pictures of what we were drinking tonight, I like went back to look at mine so I could remember the name because I don't have the bottle. And Stacy's picture of her can, there is a skeleton wearing the scariest fucking bloody mask I've ever seen in my lifetime just in the back of the photo. And I was like, oh, there's a murder scene.
I kept like trying to like tag the face, like recognize the face. Like I was trying to take a picture of him. I'm like, no, the can.
All right. Yeah, that just startled me. So I am drinking this Wineland Estates Rosé that I bought the last time Jackie was here and we went wine tasting, and I kind of remember drinking it then. So
was it with that? Was it with that hot bartender?
Yeah, that's why I don't remember that much, because it wasn't that I was like drunk. I was just super into him. So, yeah, I was.
He
I was
captivating.
Drunk on his vibes. He was captivating.
Mm-hmm.
And this is good. It's a little sweet, but it's super crisp. And I'm trying to get all my rosé out since it's fall now. I got to start drinking the, like, they make, like, a pumpkin spice White Claw. Is that a thing?
They should. They really should.
They may as well just double down on the white girl thing and just go for pumpkin spice White Claw. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, and if they could sell it at a Target, that would really complete the trifecta.
And it should come with a scarf around it.
Yeah, I'm like a pair of Uggs. Make fun of it. It's my literal life. That's the best part.
Erin, what are you drinking?
So I'm drinking Cooper's Hawk Rosé, We went to Cooper's Talk the other night. It's just like a chain winery sort of food place. I think it's from California. I don't know for sure, but I love it, and it's so good, and I'm super, super, and I enjoyed 3 glasses that night, and I'm going to enjoy this entire bottle tonight, but I won't I will not be drunk tonight. If you tuned in to hear me drunk, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
But weren't you also drinking a White Claw, and now you just said you're going to have an entire bottle of wine, so what are the chances you will not be drunk?
You know what, Stacey?
I like the way that you're...
I just want to interrupt for a second. Kai just entered in without his PG&E vest on, so I don't understand what's happening.
Well, he's also dressed as a skeleton.
Is there an emergency of some kind?
It's a Sunday. He doesn't wear it on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. It is Sunday.
Oh, he's got his formal...
I thought it was his purse.
Black and white. Black and white.
He doesn't wear that vest even when he's home, hanging around?
Yes. It's his
purse. He wears it in the shower.
Hey, dude. Whose turn is it? Mine?
Yours.
Well, Aaron, first of all, I'd just like to say how I'm enjoying the way that your wine bottle is sweating provocatively.
Oh my God, it's so sweaty.
It is a sweaty bottle.
And look at it.
It's a nice, ripe, like dark.
Oh, it's succulent.
But it's not super sweet. It's not super sweet because normally like the redder rosés are like sweet.
Right.
I feel. Yeah, and like this is not, and I'm enjoying it. Sorry, Jean, carry on.
I wanted to point out that it's provocative, and the fact that you just licked it just made it even more provocative. I come to our listening audience coming down from a Sunday fun day of overindulgence of craft beer. I was at a local brewery, and we were drinking lots of craft beer. And so I am both bloated and pleasantly sort of buzzed from Ruffled Feathers and Dock Time. And I like Ruffled Feathers. I like the name of that beer because it usually seems that I'm ruffling somebody's feathers in the course of my daily life. So it just fits the whole theme. You guys are pumpkin spice White Claw. I am Ruffled Feathers. I am.
That's very, very on brand for you. So, she just gave me the finger gun, which is...
That's right on target. You are right on target.
Sometimes I wish we could record us just like video, but then you'd have to see Stacey up in the corner just like judgy face. Like, these bitches, I'm real tired.
I feel slightly attacked by that judgy look on her face. Like I'm doing something wrong.
The more judgy she gets, the more I know she loves us.
The more tired, we can be proud
Sunday
of.
Night face.
And then they could see the disco lights that Erin has across the back wall of her room.
She could see her sweaty bottle.
Yeah, sweaty bottles and disco lights. That is a recipe for perfection.
Honestly. And then with me licking it on top of all of that.
We're going to have to change our rating now, you guys.
Right.
And for a Sunday night, too, we're going way too provocative for a Sunday night.
Well, especially for Monday morning.
Is there a rating that's more explicit than what we already have?
Yeah, maybe.
Wow, we're going to invent a new one.
People will need this Monday morning. This is what Monday morning should be about, the debauchery that's left over from the weekend.
Yes,
true.
So, big news this week. Dum Dum in Chief is the House passed the idea or the they approved the investigation of looking into impeaching the orange goober in the White House.
So excited.
Been waiting for this for 3 years.
Well,
I should be celebrating more.
You're getting it done, Jean. Don't worry about it. Don't let anyone tell you differently. You're getting it done. The interesting thing about this is everyone knows that this probably won't lead to an actual impeachment because the Senate is never going to approve it. Or as it stands right now, the likelihood of that happening is probably pretty low. But what an impeachment inquiry will do is will open up the ability to investigate him further to information and sources and be able to interview people that they haven't been able to in the past. So, I mean, he should be freaking out. I think he's too much of a narcissist to actually be freaking out, personally.
Well, that whole,
and too,
like,
stupid. Too stupid mm-hmm. to understand the true potential behind all this.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because the memo that everybody was giving shit over, the fact that it was a memo and not a transcript, like, they released that.
Right?
He's just so stupid to not know that he broke the law.
And they said it wasn't word by word. And they said it was an interpretation of the transcript of the conversation that he had with the Ukrainian president. So for those that, I don't know, haven't been paying attention, what essentially brought this on, besides all of the other bullshit that he did, you know, sexually assaulting 16 women doesn't really matter. But when you attack Joe Biden, then people are going to lose their minds. So mm-hmm. he was on the phone with the Ukrainian president, and he essentially asked the Ukrainian president, or told him in so many words, or this is the assumption, that if they didn't do an investigation into Joe Biden's son, who was working over in the Ukraine when Joe Biden was the vice president, into whether or not there was something kind of shady that happened, the president wouldn't assist financially or militarily, give the Ukraine aid. So basically he was trying to bribe the Ukrainian government into digging up dirt on his opponent, which, didn't we just spend 2 years arguing over this as to whether or not this dum-dum did it? And then he got away with it, and so he was like, fuck it, I'll do it again. And I have quite a few feelings about this. One, I can't believe this is what finally fucking opened the investigation to it. Like, this is, of all of the crimes this idiot has committed, this seems like
The least
of them. Yeah, right. And I'm not saying it's not a big deal. It's absolutely a big deal. If this was any other president, it would be horrific. But of everything this man has done, this to me doesn't ring horrific on the barometer of that he's already established. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's not a big deal. Secondly, if there was something shady going on with Joe Biden's son, of course it should be absolutely it should be investigated. That's insane. But you know who's responsible for that? Joe Biden's son, also. Mm-hmm. It's like when everyone was trying to hold Hillary Clinton responsible for the crimes of Bill Clinton. Now, if it's true, if Joe Biden had a part in it, yes, it should disqualify him from the presidential nomination. Like, I'm so tired of having these dirty politicians in office. And if Joe Biden's dirty, he's fucking dirty, and I don't care. He should go. But I can't believe this is going to be what might end up taking Trump down. Biden,
so
Biden, the gaffe monster, the gaffe machine, who still thinks we use records. Like, I just, I can't believe he may be what, and it's going to be my biggest regret.
And an impeachment inquiry fell right out.
It's going to be my biggest regret to not get to see Kamala Harris debate this dum-dum on stage like this.
Right?
Oh my God. Gene, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all, I'm thinking to myself, with all the shit that Trump has gotten away with Russia, who did fucking Ukraine fuck off that got them in the crosshairs?
I mean, they're probably going, what's happening?
A year before he fucking... I mean, you know, Russia was fucking around with shit before Trump even got elected. Mm-hmm. How come that's been going on and everybody's looking the other way, but fucking Ukraine? Who gives a fuck about Ukraine? And how did they suddenly become so popular that now they are an integral part of the takedown of fucking orange asshole, and then possibly even Biden too? What's up with that?
I've been googling
Ukraine cocktails and appetizers for my impeachment party, and I can't come up with shit, because that's how little people give a fuck about the Ukraine. Here it is, rising to the top.
What's the Ukraine's, like, number one appetizer that you have right now, Gene?
Find anything. I'm looking to put together my impeachment cocktail party. Right?
Like lutefisk?
It's probably fish of some kind.
Yeah, it's probably lutefisk.
Yeah, I don't need, and that just doesn't even sound like food.
No, it's not.
It's just,
nobody's going to want to eat that.
When you picture kids like 30 years from now, like reading the history book and being like, wait, what? Where did this come from?
Real sideways, real fast.
Aaron, what are your thoughts?
I just think that it's interesting that Trump basically told us that he would do this again if given the opportunity. Do you guys remember that interview he did with Stephanopoulos? And he was like, oh, for sure, I would totally, you know, if I knew that. And everyone was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And like, no, motherfucker, he literally gave you a spoiler alert. Like, he told you this was going to happen later on down the road. And it did. And now everyone's like, oh, my God, now we have to look into impeaching him. Of all the fucking things that he's done, that's what you're going to impeach him on? That's what you want to try to investigate? Like, he literally said he did it. He did. My God. I mean, it's like with someone, if you see someone kill someone, they're holding the gun, and then, like, we should probably, no, the motherfucker did it. He's holding the gun. You saw it happen. He did it. He killed it. Like, I just think it's so crazy, the double standards that Trump gets handed, and it's just shocking to me. It's shocking, but I'm thrilled. Don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled, but I'm just like, I am so just, I can't believe he literally told the American population he would do this.
He always given does. The
opportunity. I know, and yeah, he fucking did it. And now everyone's like, oh, I can't believe that he would blah, blah, blah. At Ukraine, of all the fucking countries, too. Like, what the fuck? It's just so crazy to me. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. If I were Elizabeth Warren, I'd be like, hallelujah.
States. You think they all just went out for drinks?
I hope so.
They have Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. They have not stopped tinkling themselves, laughing so hard over this. And I wish they'd share that. I wish they'd share it on their social media, because I follow both of them, and I want to see them really getting into the laughter that should be coming out of this from their end. And by the way, I just found a fantastic Ukrainian appetizer. It looks like a pierogi. It's called the potato vareniki, and it's got bacon and cheese on it. So that is on the list.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is on the list.
Stacey, do you have any thoughts on it?
Nope.
Nope. What about you, Stacey?
I think the Ukrainian thing is just the, like, that's the funniest part to me, is that that's what it is. Like, of all the things, this will be what gets him. Like, that part, I agree. I just think that's, like, the funniest shit ever. I did really enjoy when he made a comment about firing Nancy Pelosi. That's not how any of that works. I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed every minute of that, or every second, I should say, because it was only about a minute and a half long video when Nancy Pelosi, like, announced the inquiry. And I just, I reveled in it. And everyone's right. Facebook post supporting it. I was like, this is, let me have my moment. Everybody that's like, he's not getting impeached, it's just an inquiry. I know, I fucking get it. I know, I understand how impeachment works, but, like, it just feels so good. Like, let me just revel in the inquiry and in all the shit that's gonna come out through it. Do I think he'll actually be impeached? No, not really. But I think, here's my only thing about that. Depending on what comes out, I think if certain things come out that are just, like, just irrefutable, and you just can't, like, there's some Republicans that I don't think are going to be able to, depending on what's found, like, stick up for him anymore. It's going to come to a point where if there's something bad enough, they're going to have to do the right thing. I don't know if that's possible, but so I do think there's a small percentage that there could be something that's, like, bad enough, but realistically, like, this is going to take for fucking ever, and we're going to have an election, and I'd rather see him voted out than impeached. But this process and the things that'll come out is what I'm looking forward to.
Here's the thing. There's only been two presidents impeached. So even if the House votes for it and it passes and the Senate doesn't approve it and he doesn't actually get impeached, this will forever be a stain on his record. And that in and of itself brings me a great deal of joy.
Totally worth it.
Absolutely.
It brings me a great deal of joy. I also think it's important to note that Nancy Pelosi, she was taking a lot of heat for waiting this long. In her job, she was trying to protect House members in vulnerable areas where there's purple areas. Seven freshman House members that actually won in 2018 are the ones who finally, they wrote a joint op-ed piece in the Washington Post stating why they finally thought this was enough. And what's important to note about those seven Congress people, because some of them are women, is that they're all, they all have military backgrounds, CIA, Air Force, National Guard. They all come from the military. And they said the tipping point for them was now it's a threat to national security. Now he's trying to work with foreign governments to get dirt on one of our opponents. So now you're in a banana republic if this goes through. If the United States opens themselves up to taking aid when it comes to our supposedly sacred elections, now we're in a place that you can't really come back from, which is what finally pushed them to go against maybe what a lot of their constituents may, who did vote for Trump, believe. So they, I listened to one of them do an interview on The Daily, and she was saying at this point, it comes down to, can you look at yourself in the mirror in 30 years and say, I did everything I could to try and prevent the downfall of democracy in America? And whether or not it gets her voted out or not, she says she doesn't care. She had to do the right thing in this instance, and this is what it is. So I actually give Nancy Pelosi a lot of credit for sticking to her guns and waiting until the vulnerable members were behind her, even though there's, you know, there's plenty of Congress people from really liberal states screaming for impeachment this whole time. They're not in danger of losing their spots. And like it or not, holding on to a majority is something Pelosi has to worry about, because if Democrats lose the majority, it doesn't matter if we win the presidency. None of it matters, because if you don't hold the majority in both houses, you won't get anything done. So lover or hater, she's very good at her job. Very good at her job. And what I've always admired about Nancy Pelosi, even though I don't always agree with her, is she will always do what she thinks is best for the masses. She won't give in to the peer pressure of any of it. She doesn't care if you're mad at her. She doesn't care what memes you post about her. She doesn't care what you say about her on Twitter. She is going to do what she needs to do to protect the Democratic Party. So that is, and Mitch McConnell's the same way, though. So
but at least with Pelosi, I mean, she's fighting on the side of protecting democracy.
Sure.
Fucking McConnell is fighting on the side of perpetuating this jackass who is nothing but a big bloviating figurehead in the White
good
House.
Word.
Let me take a note on that.
And you know, McConnell is really the one that's pulling all the strings.
I don't disagree. I 100% agree with you. McConnell's he puts party over country all the time, and he's not trying to protect democracy. He's trying to protect power. That's it.
Right. His power as Speaker of the House, Majority Leader, rather, it's his power. He doesn't give a fuck about anybody else. He really, he probably feels about Trump the way we do, that he's just a jibber jabbering orange moron. But as long as he's in the presidency, McConnell gets to be in control of the Senate. And he gets to McCall's. I'm not going to put.
Can you guys? What do you guys think McConnell's face looks like when he gets a blowjob?
Oh God! Well, I assume all you can see is like the vagina in his neck flap. So that's got to be a weird thing to be given a blowjob and see the vagina when you look up.
His neckgina,
like a hermaphrodite.
Well, you know what? Jowlgina. With you, I think it's probably been a very
take a note on that
hashtag Jowlgina.
It's
been a long time since he's ever gotten a blowjob. He's not getting it from his wife. You know that. None of them are. So
Pence,
you know, whether
Pence certainly isn't.
Pence is not. Mother doesn't go below the chest.
Maybe McConnell's getting them from Pence.
No,
plot twist.
The other way around, and is
my vote is that they're all getting it from Lindsey Graham.
Oh yeah, that's a safe bet.
That's
disgusting and awful. Also true. I'm assuming.
Nightmarish scenario.
Come on, Lindsay, your name is a girl's name, so get down there and act like a girl. McCall.
McCall. McCall.
It's like sounds like almost like an overweight crow when you say macaw.
Macaw. Yes, an old overweight crow who just, you know, he got the roadkill and he just can't do anything. I'm going to stand over on the side of the road now because I can't fly anymore because I'm too old and fat and I've got a neckgina.
My favorite part about all that is how you lean forward to get in your mic.
Why do you literally lean forward on the blue ball? I don't. I'm so antithetical to who I am.
So, conservative media also took, instead of discussing the crimes that their orange president has committed, they took to beating up a teenage girl about climate change.
Yes. Not surprised.
They called her, you know, mentally challenged.
I looked her over. I think I could take her. I could take her too.
Who was the guy that called her mentally challenged?
Mentally ill.
Mentally ill.
That guy.
A douchebag.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. So, Greta, how you pronounce her last name?
I'm pretty sure it's Thunberg. I don't think you do the, like, the, yeah.
So Greta Thunberg, who is going to be probably single-handedly responsible for smacking her older generations into consciousness, has been making a real dent in activism against climate change, or for climate change, I should say. And every time she gives a speech, if you never believed that there was such thing as old souls, like, I don't think you've ever seen this little girl. And she is a little girl, like, that's it. It's so moving and so dead on and kind of shocking because of how emotional and forceful and unafraid she is, I think, to really say, you guys are fucking this up. I don't want your hope. I don't want your prayers. I don't want your thoughts. I want you to do what you're supposed to do as adults and fix it. Fucking fix it. You blew it. And I don't know if there's, I mean, you hear the rounds of applause from, you know, United Nations and people sharing her Facebook posts and stuff. But what is that? How do you cash that into actual activism? Especially Generation Z is out there, you know, walking out of class and making their point known and kind of their stance on climate change. Because really, every generation before them, including the millennials, because we're adults now, we handed them a shit hand. We handed them a I'm not even blaming the baby boomers. Like, climate change has been in effect since the Industrial Revolution. Like, this has started to take form a long, long time ago. But they knew about this back in the 70s, and they've done nothing. They've done nothing.
Not a damn thing.
And the little victories that they're trying to make now, they may not seem like a lot, but a bunch of little victories adds up to winning a war. So it makes me sad to see them beat up on her. It makes me sad to watch them call her names, and it makes me sad for them. You know, they have no problem handing an 18-year-old gun a semi-automatic weapon, but this girl is not emotionally mature enough to be able to discuss climate change. Like, it's mind-boggling to me. So I'm interested to hear your guys' thoughts on it.
If I can say one thing really fast.
You can have to say one thing and you have 4 seconds. No, I'm just kidding. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know, Aaron, can you say it really fast?
Oh, the English teacher. Oh.
May I? In a normal speed and have the time I am allotted.
Reclaiming my time!
We yield the floor to Aaron Zach.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. So, my whole thing with Greta is that it is not at all surprising that the masses have degraded her because she is a woman who is probably smarter than any person that's shouting these horrible things at her. And that is so something that every woman that's on this podcast has dealt with. You know, I mean, we've all come up against men that treat us horribly, people that treat us horribly, act like we don't know what we're talking about because we're women, or we're not old enough, we're not smart enough, we're not educated enough, da 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 da, you name it. But I think it's important to remember that this girl, I mean, regardless of whatever is happening with her, you know, autism, Asperger's, whatever is her, you know, is what is she calls it her super, well, she calls it her superpower, right? Like, mm-hmm. like she has harnessed this energy that she has and decided to put it into something that she can hopefully make a difference in. And I think it's amazing. And I commend her and I applaud her. And I feel like she is a modern day superhero, because she's not walking around trying to save an individual from being robbed. She's trying to save humanity as a whole. And it's a task that is daunting and scary, and she's doing it, and I think she's trying to do it. And I think that at the end of the day, I really feel sort of like blessed that I'm living in this era where a person like that exists, you know, because I will admit right now, like, do I recycle? Yes. Do I do the best that I can to save our world from, you know, from global warming? Probably not, because we are not equipped with the right tools to do that as an individual. So, I think it's awesome. I really do.
Stace?
Yeah, what she said. I'm just kidding. So I think it sucks that you see Jax's face. Jax is like, I'm done. I'm walking off. I think it sucks that the way she talks is so intense and so dramatic, it makes her an easy target for the far right to make fun of her. And it's super sad that, like, the memes and the stuff that people are posting about her, I hope that she's letting it roll off her back. I hope that she sees enough support from other people that the shit that they're saying about her online is not going to, you know, just get under her skin with her being so young, like, because that's a lot to handle at that age, you know, people hating on you and being so mean and calling you mentally ill. Like, that's a lot to take on.
I agree with you. And I think I've known a few people in my life that have had Asperger's, and I truly believe part of, like, what she says is her superpower is that she doesn't give a fuck what people say about her. Like, and I hope that she really doesn't. I hope that's true. That she holds on to that and just marches forward, like she's been doing, because it's inspiring. It really is. Because I'll tell you what, I get one bad review on a book and I'm crying in the corner. So
right?
I know you guys have picked me up before.
You know what? I think that this young lady is going to be just fine, because the way that she carries herself, she is so composed. She is so focused on what her message and her mission are. I don't think that any of these fucking grown men who are posting memes about her and making fun of her, I don't think those people even fly into her radar. Just seeing the way that she was when she was speaking to world leaders, I mean, God, she's got a set of cojones on her that I can't even imagine.
That Mitch McConnell would love.
Right? Right, and Lindsey Graham would love to hold in his hand. but yeah, I mean, I think nothing but positive things for her, and I don't think that she even gives her detractors any mental energy whatsoever, because she's got so many bigger ideas and bigger things to share with the world, and I just think she's awesome, and you know, I want to grow up to be just like her someday.
Honestly, for real.
Yep.
I mean, we get nervous reading in front of a crowd, right? Like I do. Like I get nervous reading a part of my, and this girl has put her heart and soul into a speech that is trying to persuade important members of this world, leaders of this world, to change the fucking trajectory of the human population. And she's not nervous at all. She's like, meh. She's reading it because she wants to make sure she gets it all right. But otherwise she's like, we are fucking watching you. You know, like, she's, like, so intimidated. I'm intimidated by her. I'd probably pee my pants.
Oh, she is an OG for sure.
Right? Yeah, she is. And she's an old soul. She's an OG with an OS.
Yeah.
Oh. Like you said. Wow.
August.
Impressive. So I have to read you guys my favorite tweet about this whole situation. Y'all anti-abortion screw holes swear 16-year-old girls are young women who should be aware of their actions have consequences. Until a 16-year-old girl starts telling y'all about yourselves because the planet is on fire, and suddenly a 16-year-old girls are children who know nothing. So that's my new favorite thing, because you can't have it both ways. And I did read another thing that was like just fucking disgusting, and it was basically I'm trying to find it, but this guy basically said that he wasn't trying. Well, first of all, another one that I loved said, I think my favorite anti-Greta talking point is she should be in school. Like, buddy, she's out there giving speeches in her second language at 16 while you're a grown-ass man living in constant fear of the Duolingo owl. That was funny. No, but somebody had posted something basically saying that if she's mature enough at this age to be like guiding global like climate policy, then you can't argue 16-year-old girls aren't old enough to be having sex with Jeffrey Epstein.
And that was so gross.
Disgusting.
What?
And it literally started with the, like, I'm not trying to be provocative or controversial. Like, no, you really are, though. And saying, like, kids saying, like, the planet's dying, please help us. And you going back and saying, like, well, you can't tell me that. Like, then why can't we have sex with you? Like, that's fucking gross. And these people are just disgusting to me. Like, I just, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Well, you know what? Can I just give that guy, that douchebag who said that, I'll give you why they can't have sex with you. Because they don't choose to have sex with you, you fuck. Mm-hmm. These are all fucking girls who've been manipulated into having sex with you, you bonehead. So go back into your Pornhub life that you live in and kiss off.
Yeah, oh, listen, Josh Duggar.
You fuck.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
My other favorite one to come out of this was just, it's not funny. It's just like, it's just a legitimate point. What exactly is the consequences of being wrong about climate change? Even if all it turned out to be was a big mistake. Oh no, we fucking made the world a healthier and better place to live.
That's
and got ourselves
argument.
Off unrenewable energy for no reason. How awful.
Right?
That's always my argument.
Right. It's
totally tag me in that.
Right. Other than, you know, there's all this, I just feel like there's a lot of talk about how it's bad for the economy and these big businesses and we put all these restrictions on them and all this other shit. Like, right, but if we move to renewable energy, that provides the same amount of jobs and, you know, and retraining people in certain things. Like, we've talked about that with coal, right?
Mm-hmm.
How whoever it was that you know, offered to give, like, free training to all of the, like, coal miners in
Obama.
Yeah, it was Obama. In coding and all this other stuff, like, because that's a dying thing. Like, it's not, we can't keep living on coal. And it just, I don't get it. I just don't get how money is more important than, like, the actual world. Because guess what? The world fucking implodes. That money's not going to be worth shit. So.
Well, I think part of the reason that people are, and I agree, whenever anyone argues with me about climate change, I go, so what? So what if it's all fake? What if it's a huge hoax? What have you done wrong? You left the planet a little bit cleaner. What is the harm in that? But I think part of the reason that people have such a difficult time grappling with the idea of climate change is because it is such a catastrophic ending that's hard for people to accept and think that their changes will make a difference, especially people who are so focused on furthering their own family's wealth and their generational wealth, when they see an easy way to make 100 million and a more difficult way to make 50 million, they're, especially people with, they're thinking, well, I have enough money. If that actually comes to fruition, I'll build a bomb shelter and my family will be underground until the world rejuvenates itself and they're going to be fine. And it will just kill off all the poor people, because it's going to be the poor people who can't afford the protection to protect themselves from climate change. I truly believe that that is the kind of running theory of it. Now, my father was just here and he will never listen to this podcast. So, but we were talking about climate change, and he truly believes that it's not a thing, that the earth goes through cycles and that this is a cycle that it's going through. And he truly believes it. And I don't disagree. The earth does go through cycles. Humans are speeding that cycle up. But what he did say is he fully believes in making sure there's clean water, getting rid of coal, having renewable energy, recycling, because what is wrong with leaving the world a little bit cleaner for his grandchildren? Like, that is, right. He doesn't believe it's true, but he's okay with the provisions that are going on to make it cleaner because he sees value in leaving something better than what you found it. And you know what? I can get on board with that. Yeah. You don't have to believe what I believe, but let's work towards a common goal of making the world a better place than how you found it.
Right.
You know, doctors used to clear sinus infections with cocaine. We don't do that anymore because we found better ways to do it. Like,
is there a better way? I don't know.
You put a hole right in the middle of your sinus. It's totally fine.
But I'm just saying, like, we have improved upon things over decades and generations because we have found better ways to do them. And that's how that's how humanity continues to exist. Go ahead, Erin.
One of the things that, like, when you were saying, like, you know, you think that, like, some people are like, oh, just what I'm doing isn't going to make a difference. It so reminds me of our country with voters. Mm-hmm. You know, like, my vote isn't really going to make a difference. Like, you don't fucking know that. You know, first of all, you don't know that what you are doing to save the environment and to save, you know, to save this world, to affect climate change, you don't know that what you're doing isn't going to. You don't know. Like, right. You think it's so minuscule, but it could be huge in the long run. And if you decide that it could be huge instead of it might not do anything, like, why not just try it? Just try it. Just fucking try it. Just try voting. Just try changing the world. Try changing the environment. Try recycling. Try doing these things, because at the end of the day, like, is it really hurting you to not?
No. Right. And I think that's the thing. If you look at, like, smaller things, sorry, Jackie, I was just going to say, I didn't realize that, like, in other states, they don't just, like, recycle. Like, you
no,
don't just have,
they
like,
don't.
Recycling,
they don't do
like
that
a recycling
here.
Can and a garbage can. Like, I didn't realize that was a thing. And it's funny to me because, like, where I live, everyone's, like, green waste and their recycling can is so much bigger than their garbage can.
Yeah.
Like, so it's just something to me that I'm like, well, that, like, that right there, that makes a difference, because if I'm just looking at, like, pure volume, the amount that's going into recycling as opposed to going into a landfill is just so much less. And so, like, I can see, like, I can look at the correlation between, like, what I am doing and laws that we've passed and how that makes a difference. Something as simple as shopping bags. Like, yeah, most places, is it the entire state now that doesn't give out bags for free, or is it I can't remember if it's a county thing, city thing, whatever, but most places out here, like, you have to bring your own grocery bags or you have to pay for them, and they use, like, higher quality, like, recycled plastic bags. And, like, so many people were mad about that happening, but guess what's nice? Not seeing fucking plastic bags and pieces of plastic bags all over the road when you're driving around, like, you know, like, up against fences and stuff, like,
or in a tree.
Right.
I just wrote about that in my blog.
Yep. I know.
It's Connecticut just passed that, and people are bitching and moaning. I'm like, seriously? First of all, if it's 10 fucking cents, don't complain to me that you can't afford 10 cents for your fucking bag. Secondly,
spend a dollar each and get a reusable one.
Right?
Not a problem.
You know what? 3 years ago, you should have loaded your car up with reusable bags like I did. So don't bitch to me about shit like that. I ain't got time for it.
Well, right. like clearly here we don't do that. Remember when you had all that stuff in your car, Stacey?
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you have a bag? Da, da, da.
Yeah. I was like, you know, three things. I just forgot them. Yeah.
Like, I'm like such an idiot about it. But, like, when we go to, like, Aldi and things like that, like, we have to bring our own bag. So we try to do that as often as possible, just like you said, because, like, why? Why not?
Why it's not?
Crazy. Yeah. You're so right. You're right.
So
I didn't mean to cut you off either, by the way, because I want us all to stay together forever.
Jackie, don't starting to get buzzed. I can tell. we're starting to go down that road. With
Jackie
her.
Gets real. These are Stacey, is that what the notes look like when you take them different directions? And
this is why I barely passed biology.
Are you drawing Jean's boobies on there?
Yeah. Areola right here. I got a diagram.
Can I tell you guys what I also don't have now that you bring your own bags? I don't have one of those weird things that's just a bag full of bags.
We have one.
We had one when I was younger.
Is depleting. It's going down. It's going to be, eventually it's just going to be one bag with nothing in it.
And then they'll recycle it and turn it into a reusable straw and it'll be great. But did you guys have those weird crafty looking ones when you were younger? My mom did it. It was like a doll and you shoved the plastic bag in the doll's dress.
Yep. Oh, it wasn't a doll, but we had like a tube that you shoved the plastic bags into.
This was like a little.
That was so misogynistic that you stuck your fist up a woman's dress.
I know. Every time we went shopping, I just fisted her good.
Yeah. And she was smiling the whole time.
I have a question for you guys. So, like, here for our recycling, like, we have all these, like, you can't do this and you can't do that. Like, there, like, what are your, like, rules? Recycling.
Well, in California, they have recycling sorters, which is actually one of the most dangerous jobs in the world. So you kind of dump all the things you think are recyclable into a bin and someone goes through and sorts them for you, because that's California. Here, we have restrictions on what you can put into a bag. God. People don't understand a lot, though, too, recycling plastic, you can only do it so many times. It eventually breaks down to a point where it can no longer be recycled and then it's waste. And recycling is actually becoming more and more expensive, and places are halting doing it because there is mounds and mounds and mounds of like recycled glass, because now it takes more money to recycle glass than to just create more glass, which is a conundrum that I don't necessarily, I mean, eventually everything's going to have to go through like paper products, or people are becoming really creative now though. Like people are making, you know, sealable, like paper with beeswax paper, and which is completely biodegradable, and you know, you hear people
things that are reusable too.
You hear people complaining like, oh, it doesn't keep my sandwich, you know, as grow up, first world problems.
Have you seen the like Dasher silicone like Ziploc bags? Basically, they're a little expensive. They're like $8 or $9, but if you think about like, I just need like a, you know, 10 of those things in different sizes or whatever, and then I never buy Ziploc bags. You can boil them, you can microwave them, like you can do literally anything with them.
And like the plastic straw movement, when people are like, well, that was just a bullshit hoax anyway. Yeah, but plastic straws you can't recycle because they don't fit through the recycling machine, so you can never recycle a plastic straw ever. And I'm actually really disappointed that places like Starbucks and stuff haven't taken more of a stand on using much more plant-based material that are completely biodegradable for states that don't have recycling as readily available as places like California, Massachusetts, Washington, Oregon. Like my state, recycling's not readily available. You have to you have to keep things in your car and recycle
that's
them.
That's so insane.
Part of your state doesn't even use electricity. and you want the whole state to be on board
with recycling? Yeah, but I don't think the Amish are using plastic straws. I know it's Amish. I'm joking around. Jackie, you know the Amish aren't using those plastic straws. Seriously, in St. Pete here, like it's, you don't get plastic straws. You get a paper straw if they serve straws. 90% of the time, you don't even have straws any longer.
Here, you just have to ask for them. So let me just go ahead and say, dear world, let's not make paper straws a thing. Get reusable straws. They're fucking gross. Who drinks quick enough for a paper straw to be useful?
The only thing I drink quick enough is a Bloody Mary, but it still gets a little sloggy.
Because the Starbucks the Starbucks in Disneyland uses paper straws, and most of the Starbucks I go to now have like the sipper lids anyways for cold drinks, so you don't even like get a straw with like an iced tea or anything anymore. But those paper straws, and then you put them in that sharp little plastic butthole at the top of the lid, and it just like makes a little hole in there. So just let's just everybody get reusable straws. And don't be such dicks about it, because you know what? Paper straws kind of suck.
And
I drink beer, because who the hell ever saw anybody drinking beer from a straw? Never happened.
I've done it before because it gets you buzzed quicker.
Because Erin's a classy lady, and she puts her pinky up and drinks her beer with the straw.
No, she's snorting the beer. She's not.
Oh. I just open my pie hole and just pour it right in.
One of my friends carries a straw around with her everywhere, and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I just in case, you know, like
we used to until I realized we don't need straws. We don't have any. We're completely capable of using every. I understand that there are people that have, you know, physical issues that prevent them from being able to drink out of a cup.
Yeah, but I read you're not supposed to, that like restaurant glasses are real germy and you're not
supposed
to.
That's what I thought. That's why you
It's good for your immune system.
That's right. Yeah, because now you're going to be like, no immunities. I've been doing it for years
and I'm still alive.
When your butt's upset because you drank off a glass. When you get cryptosporidium from someone touching their bee hole and then handing you
If I get taken down by something like that, then I don't belong in the evolutionary system.
Okay. And on your tombstone we can put it.
Giardia. Fucking put it.
Drank out of a poop glass.
Drank out of that poop glass, but she was a classy lady.
Yeah.
All right. What's everyone?
To be honest, mostly it's going to be alcohol. It's going to kill all that bacteria anyway. Right? It's probably fine.
If I'm paying for a drink at a restaurant, it's going to be alcohol. I'm not buying a damn soda. You can kick rocks on that.
You know what? My liver is going to be the thing that takes me down at the end of the day. Not gonna be some fucking bacteria.
No, we're all gonna slice off a portion of ours and donate it to you.
Oh, yes,
and then you can pack it all together like it's Play-Doh and
We should find people who don't drink and get their livers for her.
You better find a kid
to hang around.
You know any kids?
I like look at all the children
and don't look at Lincoln because I'm saving him for me. You know.
That's why I should have had kids.
Same here. God, everyone that I've ever said I shouldn't have children to, or I
rethinking that now, aren't you?
Now I should have probably had a damn child. Probably not.
Stace, let's look at the dog livers.
Stace, what are you obsessed with this week? You have to water it and feed it and. Walk it.
I've just been
make sure it doesn't wander off down the road.
Hold on, I gotta take notes.
Take your notes.
How to take care of a child if I decide to get one in case I need an organ transplant by Aaron Zach.
Okay.
It's her next book.
It's a little wordy. We'll workshop it. Don't worry.
Canva. I'll share it with you later.
All right, Stace, what are you obsessed with?
Just like the weather is finally like getting colder and all the fall stuff. So like I literally have every weekend booked with fall stuff and Halloween stuff for like 7 weeks.
Oh my God.
And then it's Thanksgiving. So like then it's going to go into the holidays and everything's going to be booked for holiday stuff. So it's like I feel like I'm going through the motions because I'm so busy. Like every day is like dentist appointments and girls school stuff and like practices and, you know, like household chores and then like this. And then all of a sudden it's like the weekend and we're running around doing shit for the weekend. And then, so I feel like I'm just really, really busy lately. And like, I'm all about the cooler weather. It makes having to walk from like the car to the grocery store so much better when you're not sweating your ass off.
Mm. Not here. God. It's still like 90 degrees.
Aaron's in
Tampa.
A tank top.
Yeah. I'm like so hot. It was so hot today. Like, I was making breakfast, and Gail's like, you're clammy. Get away from me. I'm like,
you know you've been married for a decade when.
Yeah.
Things we say now.
Hashtag.
Stacey, what are you obsessed with this week?
I am obsessed with, I have two, sorry. My favorite baseball team of the whole world, the Giants. Our manager retired. Today was his last game, and I just like I cried actual tears. Like, they did a whole post game ceremony for him, and like there were all these like fit, like Hall of Fame, like team Hall of Fame players there, but also like from when we won the World Series 3 times in 5 years. And Bochy, just the best.
Wait, how many times?
You like how she slipped that in there? Yeah,
right, 3 times in 5.
Yeah. 3 times in 5 years. Yeah. 2000s. Let's just say we're great. From 2010 to 2014 were a really great year.
They didn't make it to the playoffs this year, huh?
You know, they didn't. So today was the last game for them for the season.
She's fine. Like, everyone's fine.
It's okay. But it was just great. It was such a great ceremony and, like, him talking to everybody and, you know, like, his big speech thing. Like, they did a whole thing. It was live on Facebook so everybody could watch it. And I won't go through the whole thing. But, you know, when you can just tell when, like, people really like respect and appreciate somebody, it's just really nice to see that. Cause I have a feeling some of those guys are real dicks. And so to go out there and have like a coach that you respect and can learn from and all that kind of stuff, I thought was really, I cried. I'm really nostalgic about stuff like that. So, and I'm emotional. So there's that. So my other main thing is that Piper had surgery on Thursday. So it has been a rough couple of days, but she's doing really well, except for right now. Hey, trying to lick near her bandage. So that's happening. So it's been sad and she's totally not herself. I haven't even had to give her the sedative because she's just like doesn't want to do anything, is real sleepy. But they did wrap her leg in a bandage to try and keep her off of it. That bandage is blue and covered in tractors, which I would not have picked for Piper.
I would have picked a pumpkin spice with a curve.
Right. And then also about the bandage. The bandage looks like a dick. So we might have to share a picture of it.
That tracks.
It's got an opening at the bottom. So like her toes can breathe and you can make sure like her foot's not super swollen. So it's like it looks like a dick. I think we can all agree. It just is like long. It's kind of bent. It's definitely got a tip and like a hole at the. It's a whole thing. I got her home and I didn't even realize it. And it was just like I didn't even realize it in person. Like I took a picture of her and then I went, "Oh no." It's just very phallic.
That's why we have to have a team approve all of our marketing things. So that we don't accidentally post a dick.
There's your bandage. And I was like, oh no, it looks like a war.
So, like, yeah. Have you guys seen Bad Moms when they're talking about the uncircumcised penis? Yeah. She's using the hoodie. She's like, kind of what Piper's bandage looks like.
Every bandage is circumcised. Wondering, but yeah, she gets, luckily we go back to the vet tomorrow, she gets her bandage off and she gets her stitches out in like a week and a half. She's just
And then you have to say goodbye to the penis.
Hey-oh.
We will all shed
what's the penis.
Ah, sweet burn.
Glad I can make Aaron laugh.
Sweet burn on yourself.
Yeah, you insulted yourself this time. You saved Aaron the trouble.
I have not had one negative. I've not roasted anyone tonight.
You know the, like, raise your hand if you've ever been personally victimized by Regina George? Just, like, replace Regina George with Aaron.
I'm better. I just got hit by a bus, so I feel better about myself.
What about you, Jean? What are you obsessed with this week?
Unfortunately, I haven't had any time to get into any like TV shows. Everybody's talking about, you know, what's on Netflix.
Let me guess. Lesbian hiking.
And you know what? I realized today that I failed as a lesbian today because I showed up for the lesbian hike.
That's not the story we heard.
I know, right? No, that was.
I need to recall you. Hashtag winning.
I
check the notes, Aaron. Check the notes. Fortune,
I failed at the hike part because I showed up in Birkenstock type sandals.
And I really though, lesbian hiking, you were good. You were fine.
Nice. No, just like everyone else had. Everyone else had closed-toed, like hiking shoes.
Right, for the hike.
We're walking on the trail, and my toes caught this pricker, and the skin opened, and my toes started bleeding in my Birkenstock, and like because they're all lesbians, nobody had a pocketbook, so nobody had tissues.
What the fuck is a pocketbook? What is this, 1930?
It's what women do, Aaron. It's what women do. Look it up.
Is it called a purse?
It's called a purse, yes. But, you know, they called it a purse back in the 40s.
Purse.
She can be Joe Biden's running mate.
So now I'm embarrassed because... Not only have I failed as a lesbian and not wearing the proper footwear on this hike, I had nothing to blot the blood that was pooling in the
You didn't have a kerchief?
Or a flannel?
You had a flannel?
One lesbian was very chivalrous and offered to take off one of her socks for me, but I didn't think it was that bad, so I didn't want her to ruin a set. So then Chris
could have been your soulmate.
He checked in her pockets and she pulled out a movie stub to It Chapter 2.
It could have been like
so I wrapped
Cinderella.
The It Chapter 2 movie stub around my bleeding toes and was walking for like a quarter of a mile.
Like
and
a then very MacGyver of you.
Right. And then I took the movie ticket stub and it had all my blood all over it. And I'm like, well, now I can't leave this here because how creepy would it be if somebody saw an It Chapter 2 movie stub with human blood all over it?
Oh my God.
Then I said, if somebody finds a body in the
ravine.
This
is how people get framed for murders. Right.
Yeah. Because my blood will be on the movie stub ticket next to the corpse that's in the shallow ravine. And next thing you know, I'm not recording with you guys. I'm trying to explain why my blood is on a movie ticket next to a corpse.
We would 100% do a documentary podcast on this, though, I promise.
Documentary.
I really, truly believe that when you said you were on a lesbian hike with Birkenstocks on,
people would be more prepared.
Would be like, you're okay, you're free. Like you're not the murderer, you're just a lesbian.
Can I change what I'm obsessed with this week? Because I'm obsessed with that story.
I don't know how to take notes on
that's
that.
That's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. Just put that Jean needs to buy hiking boots. Just tennis shoes. That's what I wear.
Look at you the dot. It out? You see it?
That's what this whole story was over, that little dot.
Yes, you get but when out. I tell you how profusely it
wait,
was
put
bleeding.
It back up. Aaron, take a picture for the for Facebook. Put it back up, Gene.
Listen, I'll text you a picture of it. The sole of my sandal was squishing. That's how much blood was coming out.
That was
and I'm
the
like,
size
now
of
I'm gonna
a
leave
pinprick.
A trail of blood. So even if I don't leave this movie ticket with all my human blood all over it, there's going to be a trail that's squishing out of my Birkenstock.
You're lucky a carnivorous animal didn't... find
like
your
a
scent.
Marmot. Yeah. Like what kind of carnivorous animals are there in Connecticut, Gene, aside
what?
From lesbians?
Lesbians. Yeah.
That's enough for me, thank you.
Aaron, you could go ahead and top that.
I got nothing. I'm pulling a Stace on this one. Nope. So I have been obsessed with rewatching Big Mouth.
Same.
Yes, because October 4th, was it 4th, mm-hmm. Stacey? That's when the new season comes out, and I fucking love Big Mouth. Like, it is one of my biggest guilty pleasures. Like, I love it. It's so fucking funny. Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. This story is not nearly as good as Jean's. I apologize. I have no Birkenstocks. I have no bleeding toe. I have no pricker.
You don't own Birkenstocks.
I do, but not even real Birkenstocks. See, they're Birkenstock knockoffs that I got at Kohl's.
I was just going to say, are they Kohl's? Are they, what's the brand name of Kohl's? Apartment 9?
No, or Sonoma.
Sonoma!
The Steve Madden one. I have to tell you, though, I was listening to my favorite podcast that I'll plug on here, How Did This Get Made? And it has a lot of the same people or in the same, like, friend groups, I guess, as the people who, like, everyone who's on Big Mouth. So anyways, long story short, they did an episode, and Nick Kroll was on and one of the writers where they talked about the movie Disclosure, which I've never heard of before, but it has, like, Michael Douglas and Demi Moore. There's an episode Yeah, I've never seen that. So there's an episode around that movie like of Big Mouth, but they also said their other favorite episode of the season is there is an episode where the coach gets put on Queer Eye. And I cannot fucking wait for what's his name? Coach Steve. Coach Steve is gonna be on Queer Eye, and I can't
wait. I fucking love it. I am so excited. Like, I don't know what it is about the show, but it's just so raunchy and so perfect. It is so fucking perfect. Like Duke Ellington, I want him to be the soundtrack of my life. You know, pink triangle. Yeah, like it's just
all my favorite comedians.
Yeah,
like it's John Mulaney and Nick Kroll and Jenny Slate and Maya Rudolph, and it just The best.
Maya Rudolph like as Connie is the best. Sorry.
They Stace. Have a hormone monster is like yes. so real and so like just the perfect storyline to follow along with a teenager, their little hormone monster right? that makes them do crazy stupid shit. Right. Like the girl, the female hormone monster, I don't know her name. Is Connie! The bubble bath.
Connie,
yeah, the
bubble bath.
Come over here, my little peccarino. Yell at your mom
for no reason. Right? Tell her you hate her. Yeah. Like
call her Shannon.
Call her Shannon. I love it. It's so good. And like, I think like the best part is that we can all recall those memories of when we were younger and like all of a sudden our bodies were just like, what's going on with me? You know, like I vividly recall when I told you all about the way that I handled that song by Janet Jackson.
Yeah,
I
vividly
recall it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you not like as soon as Jesse put those white shorts on, weren't you like, oh girl?
Yeah. It's happening, yeah.
You're not in an age range where you can wear white shorts.
I can't even wear them now. Yeah. I may fart. Like it could be bad. Like all the things. Let's cut that out.
No, that's the sound bite for this episode.
I may fart.
The name of the episode is going to be I May Fart.
All right.
Bye, Aaron.
During the impeachment trial. I may fart during the impeachment trial.
That's the real cause of climate change.
Yes.
Flatulence.
There's some gas coming out of.
Oh, I thought you meant.
People in these groups.
So I'm obsessed. With, obviously, I've been packing to move.
Yay!
Yes, anyone who's moved knows it's very stressful.
Jackie in weeks.
I know. I haven't talked to any of you guys in so long. This is like the first. I felt like we were being reunited. Well, I mean, I guess we talked last week, but
I didn't.
Okay. All right. Well, if anyone who didn't listen, Stacey and Stacey were not on last week, and they were
we are very left out.
I'm obsessed this week. My wife's just being such a fucking rock star about the whole thing. Like, she's from Pennsylvania. She grew up here. Her family's here. And she reminded me today that although I'm really excited to go back to California, it is not home for her. So she doesn't feel the same way about California as I do. But despite that, she has been so supportive and so excited about this, you know, my new job and kind of this next chapter of our lives, and hasn't been like passive aggressively angry or like all of the things that sometimes you expect from people who aren't necessarily as excited about something as you are. She has just been phenomenal, and she's been packing and she's been happy, and it's made a really stressful situation trying to close up my old job, hire my replacement, start a new job. It reminds me of why I married her, and I'm just really grateful that she's the person she is, because a lot of other people taking them from their home and their families and their friends could be very resentful and be very passive aggressive about it. So I'm just, sure. She's been amazing. So I'm still, Jean's being a total dick about it.
She might be crying. No,
we love Lex is the best.
No, actually I can't wait to come visit, because I already have a menu for Lex to prepare for me.
Oh my god,
she doesn't make any of those things butter. Everyone gets so excited.
Why?
She will.
No, she's gonna be with Stacy. They're gonna bake. Am I right, Stace?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god,
we're planning all the baking and the crafts.
Help
I will literally sleep right next to that mannequin, that skeleton. I will snuggle up to him.
That would be very awkward. You don't have to sleep with Kai if you come visit. That's not a thing.
Oh, hey.
I just
thought I would.
Stacy is the glue that's going to bring these baking situations to fruition.
Stacy, I'm going to send you my menu now.
Right. I've got things that she's posted that I'm like,
oh my god, those like fucking apple crisp things that she just posted. I was like, when you guys move, if you don't have a room for me, I'm gonna be very disappointed.
I literally thought that Jackie gets like a different baked good every day just
that's
on the table.
That's not true. What the fuck, Alexis?
It looks like it, but no, I don't.
No, seriously though,
how's everyone's drinks?
Oh, let me take notes.
It's White Claw. I mean, it tastes like what's the water? The LaCroix.
Oh yeah, LaCroix.
For Waterloo.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say it. That's what it tastes like. Waterloo. I mean, it's not bad. I'll drink them, but it's just they're kind of whatever.
To me, they don't taste good enough for how little alcohol there is.
Right. I wouldn't drink more than one or two. Like, I wouldn't try to get drunk off of them. God, can you imagine?
Ooh, that's what the bitches do.
I'll get drunk off them.
Like butt chug White Claw.
You'd have to drink like 10 of them.
Yeah, because they only have like a 5% ABV, right?
Four gets me a good buzz.
Why? What are you at right now?
Four. Yeah. Here's the thing, because they're low in sugar and stuff, you can drink four, I get a good buzz, and I'm zero hungover the next day. Like, I feel good. So sometimes, depending on how cheap the wine is, like, if I get a good buzz, I don't feel 100% the next day. Not necessarily hungover, but I feel kind of like, I don't get that with these. So, and I think they're refreshing.
Oh.
I do too.
Oh. So that's my... I mean, if I was like, tonight is the night we're getting fucked up, like, no, I would not pick these. Like, that's...
I want to make...
Like, on a casual drinking night.
You want to make what? I wish that you would say that more often. Tonight is the night we get fucked up.
I'm pretty sure I've heard it a few times.
I heard it in early July in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I did too. And, like, later on, when I wondered where my bottle of Tito's went... Jackie was like, I think we drank it all.
We drank it all.
Mm-hmm.
Just we.
Mm-hmm.
Jean, how's your drink?
My craft beers were so delicious.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I
you don't get to weigh in.
Okay, bye.
Wait, you didn't drink anything.
What?
You didn't drink anything during.
Aaron, I had to stop drinking at some point during the day.
They go straight to her menopausal boobs.
And they're already too heavy. Someone's gonna get hurt one of these days.
Have you guys ever seen Romy?
They're like shot puts.
They are. Yeah, they're like Romy, yes. You could totally lurch one.
You say Romy and Michelle?
10 feet.
Romy and Michelle. Remember Heather Mooney when she's like at the reunion? That's exactly what I did when Jean was like, I'm Aaron. I have to work every time we record, and I'm always hungover. You should have seen me last week.
No, yeah, we saw you last week.
You don't have to sit in front of a room of adolescents who are willing you to fail at your job every single day.
That is,
I have to sort of be on my game just a little bit for that kind of job.
I kind of disagree with you. I think maybe I do.
Aaron, how's yours?
The Cooper's Talk Rosé has been very lovely. I feel great. And I've taken copious amounts of notes.
Notes.
You got some notes that you're going to take back to Chicago?
I'm going to take him back to Chicago, and I'm going to transcribe them. It's going to be real great. May not get them till tomorrow, though.
Stacey, how's yours?
It was good. It doesn't taste as good as that guy looked. Or probably. You thought I was going to say tasted?
Yeah, I was like, what happened?
Her eyebrows went up to her hairline.
I was like, how do I put
that?
Didn't
taste as good as that guy.
It doesn't taste as good as that guy.
Well,
he was something.
I think Lindsey Graham might have said that once when he had the floor on the Senate.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Hey, everybody have a great week, you guys.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Yes.
Let's rock this Monday and the rest of the days that come after.
October's coming.
Daystober.
Rocktober.
Daystober.
What was that? Wait, were you that trying? Was that your beatbox?
Yep. I got a really low tech beatbox.
That was just
Aaron's
like
got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
That's not what
You know what? Can I say one other thing I'm obsessed with before we end?
You have 45 seconds.
I am still obsessed with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, Jesus.
She's so hot. There's like behind the scenes of Hustler where she's learning how to pole dance. And I've watched it like 65 times.
That's Aaron's Pornhub.
It really
is. The behind the scenes of Hustler.
How she looks that way.
I'm like, I don't even understand how you're 50.
Yeah.
And I look money. Like this at 30, money. Whatever.
Money.
Money. But money. Also.
She also doesn't drink alcohol.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, what kind of that's what is that?
You get a different. Outlook.
I didn't mean to cause an uproar on that.
I'm 50 and I never would have made it without killing someone if I didn't drink alcohol.
Sure. Yeah, we're welcome.
You know, Barbara Streisand don't rain on my fucking parade, Jackie.
Well, have a great Monday.